Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 235, and I am so glad that you're here today because I'm letting you in on the number one secret to creating products, services, and programs that sell like crazy. I'm not even kidding. Once you hear this, you won't be able to unhear it. And I'm so excited to share it with you today. If you are new, welcome to this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey. Whether you are in the idea stage, whether you're starting, whether you're growing, whatever stage you're in, you are in the right place. And whether you sell products, services, programs, coaching, consulting, whatever it is, you're in the right place. I'm so happy you're here. I'm just so excited to help all of you small business owners who are doing this on your own. You're trying to build this dream, and I'm just so proud of you. So if you're new here, there's a lot of ways to get plugged in and get help and free resources that I have for you, including this podcast. So right now, as you're listening, you can follow this podcast. How do you do that? Well, if you're an Apple podcast, you can hit the little plus button. There's like a follow button. And what will happen is when I drop new episodes each week, you will get a little notification inside that Apple podcast area. And so you'll know, oh gosh, she's got a new episode out, and you won't miss out on anything to come along your business journey. So make sure you hit the plus sign to follow this podcast, okay? Now, also, I have a free Facebook group for all of you. If you felt lonely and you're like, what am I doing? Who can I ask questions to? I've got so many random questions. I need to get feedback on things. You now have a community of women that are here to support you too, okay? Because I've been in the same boat that you are, where you're starting out and you're kind of flailing around. You don't know what you're doing. So make sure you get plugged in. Even if you've already got your business open and you're in the growth stages, come join us in the group. So if you ever have a question about, you know, anything in your business, you now have a place that you can ask those questions, and they're not silly. I know you're thinking, well, they're stupid questions, they're silly. No, they're not. Everyone has these questions. So this group is for you. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. Okay. So you can scroll down in the show notes. Like if you page down in the show notes, okay, area, you'll see a link to the Facebook group. So make sure you enter your email and get submitted to that, because then I'll approve you soon and you can be in the group. Okay. And we have fun weekly posts and stuff. And I love seeing all of your updates. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you have to keep me updated on things by posting on those weekly posts. Also too, y'all, I just created something really awesome that I know you are going to find so valuable from here on out. Okay. It's my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps to help you run your business. Oh my goodness. Yes. I've created it for you. It's here. It's ready. I used to only have this for my paying clients, for the just getting started bootcamp members and for my grow getters, but now I've opened it up to all of you, and I'm sharing this with you because I've gotten so much feedback that you need this. You need to know what tools to use, and you don't want to waste time researching and trying to figure this all out on your own, because it takes a lot of time. And I will tell you, even with my ultimate list, okay, I have everything from like website platforms, links to accounting software, to everything, just everything that you'll need to run your business, whether you're going to do a course or a program, just all that good stuff. It's in there. So even when you get my list and you get it and you click on the few maybe that I recommend, because I recommend them, I've either used all of these or I use them currently, or I use them in my boutiques business. So y'all remember, I've run two online gift boutiques for a very long time, and I've had this coaching business for 4 years. So I've literally tested so many types of software, from products to services and all that. I kind of have a unique perspective here because I've done it all. Okay. I've had mini courses, I've had workshops, I've had all this stuff, coaching, podcasting, everything. So anyways, I have all those tools for you on the ultimate list spreadsheet. So all you have to do is scroll down in the show notes, click it, and get it today. When you get it, you need to bookmark it. Okay. Bookmark it like in Google Chrome so that it's at the top of your page. So whenever you're like, oh my gosh, what should I use for recording my video? Cause I want to record a workshop or a course or whatever I'm doing, make sure you check that list, and then you can click over to the links. I have all of them. I have the direct links to the website, so you can go straight over to it. So I've saved you hours and hours and hours. I like to say I've saved you a bazillion hours, okay? A ton of hours of researching this. So get that list, keep it. I update it regularly. I literally will go in there and update it. If some software I test is good, I will add it there,
Okay. So make sure you'll check that out. But you keep in mind, you're still going to have to test these softwares yourself because you're going to have to find the one that clicks for you. So I may recommend two or three. You go and do the trials. And I always say, pun intended, see which one you click with. And then you can test which one, because I'll have clients that'll test one. Some people will say they like one. Some people will say they like the other, right? But I've used them all and I recommend them. So anyways, get the ultimate list right now. And there's other resources for you too. If you're new here, I'm so excited for you. And if you have been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are amazing. Shout out to my grow getters. Y'all are so awesome. Shout out to my just getting started boot campers who are just feverishly trying to get your businesses started and open. And I'm so proud of you. And I know y'all are working hard on all the steps in that program. And I truly hope it's helping you. I'm just so, so excited. Can't wait to hear about your business opening. If you're in the just getting started boot camp, that's a self-study program, by the way, that gives you my whole strategy. It's a simple strategy for starting your business. I do it in five main phases. So it was super helpful. It's going to keep you on track. I've got checklists and all that. And once you get your business open or you're in the process, please either post there in the comments in that bootcamp, because there's ways that you can comment as you're watching the videos and stuff, or in the Women Starting Businesses Facebook group. Make sure you post it there because I love to hear all the updates and hear what's going on. So that's it. On to the episode. Hi, friend. How are you? How's everything going in your business? Oh, I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear all the scoop. You'll have to keep me updated, like I said, in the Facebook group or in the comments there when you're in the Just Getting Started boot camp, or maybe you're in Grow Getters. Grow Getters update me, though, all the time, and I love it. I love it, love it. Get so excited. I'm just so happy for all of your progress, and man, it's such a great time to be a business owner, y'all. It is such a great time. We have so many tools. Y'all don't even realize. It's like, you know how our parents say they used to walk to school uphill in the snow both ways? Well, it's true for your business, y'all, because I'm a dinosaur. I'm like literally a dinosaur in this industry. I started my first online business in 2003 when Amazon was known for books, okay? And the website platforms were nothing near what they are today. Y'all, we have Wix and Shopify and Squarespace and all the stuff. And it's just so amazing. And all the graphics tools with Canva. And y'all, it's amazing what we have access to now. So I want you to be grateful today. Just sit here for a minute. I mean, like, Lord, thank you. All of this stuff that we have access to be able to run our businesses so efficiently. It is so much better than when I started, y'all. I had so much hassle and had to become an expert in like Photoshop, which I was not a Photoshop expert, and had to do all these things because there wasn't the handy tools, okay? There wasn't handy tools that we can all do ourselves and get our businesses going and start impacting the world like we know we can. That's what I think is really cool, is by you running this business, you are literally making a difference in people's lives. So be grateful for that today too. Not only for all the platforms and everything that you have access to as a business owner in this day and age, but just that you get to use your God-given gifts to make a difference in this world. Hallelujah, right? Today, we're talking about the number one secret to selling a ton of your products, services, and programs. And I don't think you're going to be able to guess what this is. I'm wondering what you're thinking right now. So if like we were sitting having coffee and I asked you, what do you think the number one secret is to creating products and services and programs that sell like hotcakes? What do you think it might be? So let's talk through it. Like what do you think it might be? It might be like, okay, I think the key is creating something that people really want right now. Yes, I do think that's a great answer. Yes, that's right. That's not the answer I'm talking about today though, but that is a great answer. You might say the key is to being really good on social media. Well, I agree. If you're really good on social media, you've got an advantage. Y'all know I've never grown my businesses based on social media. It's something fun now for me, but it's not like my main way. This podcast is how I bring people in, and then referrals. That's how I bring people in. Everybody has their own way. Right? It might be something that you do when you're reaching out. Like I have Amanda who has Wear in the Park. That's her business. She sells theme park scavenger hunt packs so that you can like go on hunts and Disney and all that. Oh my gosh, they're the coolest things. But you know, she reaches out to travel agents who are booking trips for families. And it's been a great niche for her, right? But you will find a way that just is your way to get lots of business and to gain exposure and to bring in sales, right? You're going to find that way. But what do you think it is? Some people might say Facebook ads. Facebook ads is the ticket. That's it. That's a great way. That is a great way. If you can master Facebook ads, hallelujah. I'm just starting to kick off like a campaign soon. So you may start actually seeing ads. If you click on my website at all, you might start getting some ads for some of the things. We'll see how it's all going to go. We're going to test one round and then I'm working with a company right now and test another. Super exciting. But Facebook ads is a great example, but it's not it. It's not what I'm going to talk about today. Maybe you think it's, let's see, what do you think it is? I mean, I said Facebook ads is a good answer, but that's not it. Having a product that people are talking about that's popular, that's in demand. Yeah, I think that's good too. Being good on social media. Those are all important. Some of you may say, oh, having a membership or having a course, or everybody's got something they want to say. Oh, having a YouTube channel, that's going to help you sell a ton. Those are all right answers. None of them are wrong answers. It's finding your lane that fits your gifts, your personality, your values, this season of your life, the whole thing, right? But I'm going to be sharing with you really the number one secret, okay, to creating product, services, and programs that sell like hotcakes. Maybe I need to have a drum roll. Duncan, shout out to Duncan. He's my editor. He's amazing. Duncan, cue the drums. We need him in just a second. Get ready. Get him on standby. Here it is. The number one secret to creating products, services, and programs that sell like crazy is empathy. Having empathy for your people. And you're like, say what? Empathy? Empathy. And maybe it's sympathy, because y'all know the difference between sympathy and empathy, right? I have a way that I remember it. So sympathy means like the same. You felt the same yourself in the past. Like you felt the same. Like I've felt the same starting my business as you do. So I have sympathy for you, right? Empathy is when people are going through something that maybe you haven't gone through. And so you're empathetic. Like you understand though the pain, but you maybe haven't personally gone through it yourself. But the people right now who are looking for what you offer, you need to have empathy for, because you're not in their place and their time right now. Okay. You're not where they are right now. You were in the past. So you've maybe sort of had sympathy for some of them. You've been through something, but I think it's more being empathetic, because in today's world, right this minute, things are different for them than they were for you when you went through it or had something happen, right? So it's empathy. It's deeply, deeply thinking through the problems or struggles that your people have and creating products, services, or programs around that. And it's being very empathetic to their struggles and their needs. If you can come up with products, services, and programs that solve these struggles that these people may not even know they have. Some of you are selling stuff that people don't even know they have a problem for. A lot of you are selling things that people know they have a problem for. And I'll tell you this off the bat. It's much easier to sell to people who already know they have a problem. Okay, it is, because they already know they have a problem. And if you're just there and you come in clutch to solve it, then bam, you got a sale, right? Some of you are selling things they may not even know they have this problem or that a solution existed. So if you think about it right now, if this is you, they don't know that this solution exists, or they don't know about you. They don't know that this is made. They had no idea this was available. What do you have to do? And where do you have to show up so that you can educate them and make them aware, right? You have to think about that. But you have to have empathy for them, because if you think about where they are right now, they're in their own little world doing their own little thing. They may not know you're there, or they may be looking for you. Be empathetic. How can you be findable? How can you show up so that you can help them? I truly believe that you can't unhear this. Now that you've heard this, you cannot unhear it, because now you have to be empathetic. And some of you may be able to be sympathetic because you've gone through this struggle and maybe it was just recent ago. But I think a lot of us, maybe it wasn't just so fresh and recent. Maybe it was a few years ago. Maybe it was 5 years ago. Maybe it was 10 years ago, whatever it is. And so you're going to be empathetic, because times have already changed since 5 years ago. Okay, let's face it. COVID changed us all, right? The times are changing at a faster speed. So I think we have to be empathetic to people these days. They may be looking online, shopping through Instagram, listening to podcasts, doing things, and you need to show up where they are. Maybe it just means cold calling. Maybe it means cold emailing. Like, you've got to be empathetic and say, hey, listen, Have you been struggling with XYZ? I am so excited to share with you that we now offer this, because we can only imagine how hard that is right now to find something, blah, 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 and you would go into the whole thing. You have to be empathetic, people. Today, I challenge you, whatever you end up doing today, driving around, walking, cleaning the house, doing whatever, meditating, laying out in the sun, whatever, just taking a nap. Just imagine your people right now struggling with something or wishing things were different. Maybe they don't even know there's a solution, but they are just like, I just wish it wasn't this way. Like, I don't even know what to do. Or I sure wish it was easier to do XYZ. This is where you come in clutch. Where do you need to show up? How do you need to show up? What do you need to do? Okay. So there's two main areas that you need to be empathetic today. Okay. Number one is, like I just said, with their struggles, with their frustrations, with the problems that they have, you have to be empathetic to their needs. Empathetic. Because think about it. If you went through the struggle yourself, you know, and you were left alone to your own vices, you didn't even know what to do or that there was help, how could someone have reached you? How could someone have reached you to let you know, and how grateful you would be, right? So grateful. The second way that you need to be empathetic is in the buying process. What buying process are you creating for them? So think about your business right now. How are you set up so they can buy? So if they get your email, or they listen to you up on a podcast, or they watch your YouTube channel, or they see you on social media, or they talk to you locally, or you speak at an event, what can they do to buy? And how easy can you make it for them? What's the easiest path to checking out? What is the easiest path for them giving a credit card and you getting it to them? You absolutely have to have a good buying process. I think that's why a lot of people buy through Amazon, right? Because it's dependable for the most part. We know it's easy to check out. Y'all, it's so easy now. It's like buy now. You don't even have to go to a cart. You can just buy it. Boom. It's like this little pop-up cart thingy and it just checks out. Or you can go to your shopping cart. You can check out. It's reliable. It's fast. The buying process is amazing. Amazing. That's why we end up doing it. So we're like, we will even sometimes pay more because we get it in 2 days. We know it's Amazon. We know there's customer service. It's backed. We can do it. Now, getting a hold of customer service is a whole nother thing. Have y'all tried to get a hold of customer service? I did a while back and had like a really bad experience. But overall, I don't normally have to contact them. And they're amazing, right? Amazon is amazing. We love it. It's changed our lives, right? It's totally changed our lives. But think about like when you go on Instagram, have you ever shopped on Instagram by accident because they've interrupted you with some ad that pops in your face of this cute dress or face cream or whatever. And then you like add it to their little Instagram cart and you look at it and then you're like, wait, what kind of business is this? Are they even in the United States or my country? Like, is this reliable? I've never even heard of it. And you try to look up the business name and you're like, what is this? And then you're like, no. I'm not going to do it because I think we've all been burned with something that either took a really long time or never got to us or whatever, right? We all have those stories. The buying process is a little shady sometimes. I'm not saying all Instagram shops are that because they're not, because I've gone through and bought through businesses that I've, you know, purchased through before. But think about too, even locally, you're trying to pay someone to do something maybe around your house or whatever. And you're like, okay, well, how can I pay you? What can we do? Like, you have to make this easy for people or they will not come back. We know that. Y'all, my boutique businesses relied on people coming back. Now, I was getting new customers all the time because I was ranked on Google on the first page for a lot of my items, which was amazing for many, many, many years. But I also needed repeat buyers. And they would buy again and they'd buy for next holiday or that holiday because I'd gift businesses, right? So you have to think about this. How easy are you making this for your people? Are you making it difficult? Are you making it hard? Are you making it so they have to keep following up with you so that they don't even know when their order ships, so they don't have a tracking number, they don't know how to make returns, right? Think about it for a minute. If you are buying from you, how easy or difficult would it be? If you were buying from you right now, how easy or difficult would it be? Be real with yourself. Rate yourself. Be like, is this easy or is this hard? Is this confusing during checkout? Am I clear about how many days it will be until it ships and what the return policy is? Am I being clear about all of this? Y'all have to be, okay? You have to be empathetic. You can't relate to buying from you because you're not that shopper who just found you and is buying. So you have to be empathetic. You have to say, what can I do to make this super easy, totally clear? And they know, you know, they have set expectations and it's all good, right? You have to be empathetic, okay? And even the follow-up, something cool like, hey, are you enjoying it? How's it going? Do you like it? Any questions? Right? There's things you can do after the sale too. They give them the warm and fuzzies. I mean, I was just thinking about too, I went to an endocrinologist the other day. Well, y'all knew this. I've had all this stuff going on. I have an adrenal insufficiency. If anyone knows what this is out there, I never heard of it in my life, but I have that because I had basically no cortisol. And to make a long story short, I got an endocrinologist. She's been the best doctor I've had, and I've been to many, more than 10, probably 5 neurologists, 4 rheumatologists. I was trying to count emergency rooms, like bazillions of doctors, like a bazillion, trying to figure all this out. And I'm still not done. But one big part of all of this has been my adrenal insufficiency, which I didn't know that I had. My point is, I go to her, I got in, I kept calling the front desk, like, can I get an earlier, please? Like, this was before I was on medication. I was like, I can't barely move. I can't walk. Like, I need help. And they were doing their best to like get me in with a cancel. Somebody else canceled and they were staying in touch with me. Super sweet in the office. So then I go to her and she's amazing. And then she's like, okay, we're going to get this testing done, blah, blah, blah. So I get this other blood testing done, cortisol testing. I won't even bore you with all the details. And then we knew it was bad because that was when the red flag totally went up again. I'm like, okay, this is confirmed now. I have adrenal insufficiency. Now we got to, you know, narrow it down even more and figure out what it is. Anyway, so after that blood test, I went in to see her again. She's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start this medication. Y'all, she called me like 3 days later. I was in my car with my daughter because I was feeling a little better with some of the medication. And she was like, I'm just calling to check on you. How are you? Really? A doctor called me. I picked it up in my car. My daughter heard how amazing this woman was. And I'm like, thank you so much for calling me. That was the nicest thing. I've never had one doctor this concerned. I really haven't. I don't know if any of you have this problem with doctors maybe not getting what you're saying. Maybe it's lost in translation between me and them, or they just don't really care. You're a number. You're a number. You know, so I'm not bashing doctors. I used to want to be a doctor when I was younger too. So that, or a news broadcaster. I wanted to be one of the two. Anyways, I always wanted to be a doctor, but you know, man, she had empathy for me. I don't think she's had adrenal insufficiency because she's never told me that she has, because I've had another appointment with her after that last week. She didn't have to call me. She just called me to check on me because she knew how bad off I was, right? It did wonders for me. And I'm telling everyone about her. I'm in my women's local Facebook group. You know, if anyone asks for an endocrinologist, you bet I'm going to be like, she actually cares. She's the sweetest thing. I feel so blessed. That's how you get repeat business. That's how you get referrals, because you make the buying process great. And even though I'm a patient for a doctor, and none of you are probably doctors, maybe you are, but you may not have this kind of relationship with your clients where it's just a whole bunch of patients coming in all day long. I can't even imagine, right? But she was empathetic to me. And that's how you need to be for your people. So right now, listen again. And I challenge you today, tomorrow, to think through. Number one, how can I create products, services, and programs that meet the needs and struggles of my people? Because if you are actually meeting their needs, not your needs for like whatever you want to offer, like you can pick something that you want to offer, but then really look at what's the best way to give this to them? What do they really need? What do I really need to share with them? That's how you create an amazing offer. Okay. And number two, how can I create an amazing buying process and be empathetic to them having to buy and maybe not know who I am? They don't know who the heck I am. You have to be empathetic. You have to help them get to know you. Maybe there's ways to do that. I love having this podcast. I think it's an empathetic venture because it's helping you get some free information. It also helps you get to know me. So then you're like, either I like her or I don't. I trust her or I don't. She either has great experience to me, you know, 24 years experience, or she doesn't. Maybe that's not enough for you, right? This is a form of empathy because I'm helping you when you need it. When you go searching for help, some of you are buying audiobooks, some of you are buying books, some of you are going to the bookstore, some of you are researching online, some of you are looking up YouTube channels, you're trying to read, you're trying to Google this, you're trying to figure it out, you're getting in Facebook groups. And to me, a podcast was a very empathetic way to help you. I didn't get to have a podcast when I started. So I can't be sympathetic because I wasn't seeking podcasts for starting a business at the time. Now, I did kind of start listening for this business. I did, because I was just starting to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. So I did start listening to some podcasts, but I was kind of watching YouTube, which was weird because I'm not really a YouTube watcher. But this is a form of empathy that's fun for me. And that's what you have to find. What's fun for you? What's a way that you can show up, you can be empathetic? And for the whole buying process from beginning to end, this is the beginning of the buying process for my people. People who buy from me, most of them have heard me on the podcast. Most, not all, but most. Some got referred to me and then bought and they didn't even know I had a podcast, right? So this happens. So remember this today, people. Empathy is the key. Empathy for your people. If it was you, how would you want to be treated? How would you want to be led through this process? I hope this helps you so much. Today, I want to invite you. If you've got your business and you're just about to open, or you've been open already and you're trying to figure out, like, how do I grow this thing? And like, how do I market my stuff without being a weirdo or being doing cringy stuff on social or being an icky salesperson? Like, how do I do that? Great news. I have a whole proven method for you to help you market naturally using your gifts. And that's inside Grow Getters. That's what we do. I have a whole 5-step strategy that you work through so that you know now how to market your stuff, what to say, what to share, what to make, the whole thing. And you will be on your way to growing this business for years to come. I'm so excited for you. You can check out Grow Getters below at grow-getters.com. That's it. I'm so glad you were here today. And we'll talk soon. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.